This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The United States has joined an international outcry over the presidential election in Ukraine. The White House says it is deeply disturbed by what it calls extensive and credible indications of fraud in that runoff election. Ukraine is rich in natural resources. It's a country of great interest to both Russia and the West, and its 47 million people are now in doubt about who their next president will be. The country's outgoing president, Leonid Kuchma, has called for negotiations between the government-supported candidate who officially won and the opposition challenger. NPR's Lauren Sheets has been covering this story all week from Kiev, Ukraine's capital. He's out among the demonstrators again today. And Lawrence, how is the government responding to those protests we can hear in the background?
They've responded by hiding, basically. President Leonid Kuchma did make a terse statement through a press secretary yesterday saying that this was a political farce, these 200,000 or 300,000 people out in the streets. And he called for negotiations between the opposition and the government-backed candidate, Yanukovych. We don't know of any active negotiations going on at this point. What we basically have is Mr. Yushchenko, the opposition leader, taking a symbolic oath of office yesterday as the president, and we've got a standoff. I think the government simply does not know what to do. They are shocked by the level of the protests.
Are you seeing even more people on the streets today than you have in previous days when you've spoken to us?
It just seems to grow every single day. It was limited to the area around Independence Square where I am right now on the first day. It spilled into all of the surrounding streets. The street where I live had been all away from this the first couple of days. Now there are cars driving up and down the street, protesters up and down the street, waving flags, honking horns, so on and so forth. Several hundred thousand people, just hard to really even estimate the numbers of people in the streets now.
Chanting going on right behind you there.
Yeah, they're yelling Kuchma Hay, which means down with Kuchma, President Kuchma.
Now, one way to look at this, I suppose, is a conflict between Western nations and Russia, right? Because the Russian-backed candidate is the one who is accused, in effect, of stealing the election here.
With no doubt, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the watchdog organization, which had 500 monitors here, said that there were huge problems with this election, there was fraud, there was falsification. Russia, on the other hand, seems to like this election a lot. They say that it was a fair election. They, of course, backed the wrong guy. They backed Prime Minister Yanukovych, the government candidate, who is in deep trouble now. And this has tremendous implications for Russia. Russia wants to feel that it has influence in the former Soviet republics. And it is kind of an east-west divide, where you have Western countries basically backing what the opposition is saying, and Russia clinging to what seems to be a falling government.
Now, of course, you're in Kiev, Lawrence, but do you have any sense of what's happening elsewhere in the country?
There have been big rallies in all of the Western cities, 50,000, 30,000, 20,000 people. Those are opposition strongholds. There have been smaller rallies in some places, even like Kharkiv, which is normally not an opposition stronghold to the southeast of here. The fact is that the government has lost control over half this country already. They have lost the West. They've lost the capital, Kiev, for the most part. There's no security presence on the street, and the country is basically paralyzed.
And the demonstrations continue behind NPR's Lawrence Sheets. He is in Kiev, Ukraine, where protests continue against an election there.